Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks, welcome back to Fortitude First. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom to conquer life's craziest curveballs. Brandon Cole here, your trusty guide through this wild ride we call existence. Now, let's be real, change is the only constant, right? It's like a cosmic dance partner that never takes a break. One minute you're nailing that perfect headstand, next minute the music changes and BAM. You're doing the tango with uncertainty. But here's the thing. We don't have to be tossed around like rag dolls in this whirlwind of change. We can learn to dance with it, even own it. Today, we're diving deep into how stoicism can help you navigate change with grace, adaptability, and a whole lot of flexibility. First things first, remember that resistance is futile. Ever felt like that old saying the only thing constant is change was just someone's way of messing with your head? Yeah, me too. But honestly, the universe doesn't care about our internal tantrums. It keeps spinning regardless. So acceptance, my friends, is key. Embracing the fact that things won't always go according to plan is a game changer. Think of it like this: you wouldn't fight the tide, would you? You learn to surf it, right? Next up, we need to cultivate a growth mindset. This isn't about being positive all the time, because let's face it, some days are just rough, but rather seeing challenges as opportunities for learning and growth. That tough project at work? Boom. A chance to hone your skills. An unexpected setback in life? Well, that's a lesson waiting to be learned. You're not defined by your failures, you're defined by how you bounce back. Now, let's talk about focusing on what we can control. It's easy to get caught up in the what-ifs and maybes, but stoicism reminds us that our energy is best spent on things within our influence. You can't control the weather, but you can choose how you respond to it. You can't control other people's actions, but you can control your reactions. It's about shifting your focus from the uncontrollable external world to the internal one: your thoughts, your actions, your choices. Flexibility is key here, folks. Think of life like a game of improv. You never know what curveball might come next. The rest improvisers are adaptable and go with the flow. They can adjust their lines on the fly, embrace the unexpected, and turn it into something hilarious or even insightful. That's the kind of flexibility we need in our lives. And finally, remember to practice self-compassion. Change can be tough, and there will be times when you stumble. It's okay. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Forgive your mistakes, learn from them, and keep moving forward. You know those days when you wake up feeling like the world is on fire? Maybe it's a big presentation at work, or a personal issue that feels overwhelming, or even just that nagging feeling that everything is spiraling out of control. Ever felt like that, just completely overwhelmed by change and uncertainty? Well, I've been there too. Remember that time when I tried to learn how to bake sourdough bread during the pandemic? Disaster. My kitchen looked like a far bomb had exploded, and the loaves were more like dense bricks. It was a total mess. But you know what? I didn't give up. I learned from my mistakes, adjusted my recipe, and eventually managed to create something edible. It wasn't award-winning, but hey, at least it wasn't inedible. That's the power of adaptability, seeing setbacks as opportunities for growth and learning. So, let's recap. Embrace change, cultivate a growth mindset, focus on what you can control, be flexible like a seasoned improviser, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. You got this. Remember, friends, life is a journey, not a destination. It's all about the ride, the ups, the downs, the unexpected turns. By embracing change with adaptability and flexibility, you can turn those twists and turns into exciting adventures. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one way you're going to apply these stoic principles to navigate change in your own life? Share your thoughts in the comments or drop us a line on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to Fortitude First so you never miss an episode of Daily Wisdom for your journey. Until next time, keep calm and carry on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.